Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. Reza Farahan and MJ Javid from Shahs of Sunset are still feuding, and now MJ's husband has taken it to another level and has been slapped with a restraining order from Reza. Portia Williams from The Real Housewives of Atlanta recently unfollowed her fiancé, Dennis McKinley, on all forms of social media. And we have lots of new exciting baby news from Real Housewives of Potomac to the Summer House Girls. And we'll end the show discussing our favorite moments that aired on Bravo this week. I will be tackling this mess and more with my bestie, Ian Luca Toledo. You guys know him. You love him. He was back on episodes 40, 47, 49, and he's back today for 52. Welcome.
Hi, welcome back. Now let's talk about how you cheated on me.
I'm sorry. I've been cheating on you with other guests, but you just got to deal with it. So just an FYI, you guys, Grant Rutter from Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast was on my show, episode 51. I actually went on his show this week. The episode will actually be out today as well. And we talk about Mauricio from Beverly Hills being a fuckboy. We talk about Gia Giudice and Frank Catania going to prom together. Like, what? And there's also a new show coming out on Bravo that we also kind of touch on. So definitely head there. Listen, it's super funny. We're not going to be talking about those things on this episode, so be sure to check it out there.
See? How could you?
Well, let's just jump right into news. So you guys, if you've been obviously listening to this show and following press, you've been knowing the stuff going on with the Shahs of Sunset people have been crazy. So MJ gave birth about a month ago to baby Shams, and after the birth of the child, her and Reza have been like publicly feuding on Instagram. So they've been going back and forth, and we don't really know what the main crux of their issue is. Reza didn't go see her in the hospital after she gave birth and didn't even reach out to her, which we talked about on episode 47, which you actually happened to be the guest on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I recall, and not surprised whatsoever, especially considering what's come about since then. I mean, for God's sakes, Mercedes just told E! News, you know, it deeply saddens me that my former friend is battling with his demons and has decided to go the slow to hurt me. Like, she's really affected because he made a spectacle about how he didn't reach out. Mm-hmm. He somehow paraded around the fact that, hey, I was a shitty friend, but it's because she betrayed me. And then it all comes out that it really stems from the drama with Adam.
So, yeah, supposedly what is being said is that Reza said that MJ had sent her gay minion to accuse her husband of sexual harassment and infidelity to come attack me and my character and destroy my marriage. Of course, I'm not going to come visit you. So that's interesting. So now it's saying, okay, MJ found a quote-unquote gay minion, which one, that is such a Shahs phrase to say.
Exactly. A gay minion. Oh, I know many of those. Ace 11, WeHo.
So that's obviously the crux of what the issue is. Then, obviously, Tommy, who is MJ's husband, for I think a year or so at this point, he allegedly went to Reza and Adam's home with a bat. and he was stepping onto their property and smashing things in their outside area. You can all see it on the security camera. I'll post the video on the Bravo Happy Hour Instagram account, so definitely go and check that out. So on May 21st, Reza actually filed a restraining order on Tommy because of his trespassing on the house.
It just hit me as it's coming out. It looks like MJ's not going to be a part of next season. I think the footage of, you know, her husband lashing out and all these reports and this fighting and these Instagram clips, they're going to be the opening shot of next season. And that's how they're going to write off MJ.
But that's so sad. I feel like the show needs her. Like, it's an ensemble cast. Like, I don't really desire seeing, like, what Mike is really up to. Like, MJ is one of the main reasons I watch this show. And even though her friendship with Reza the past few years, I think, was kind of rocky, you kind of see them, like, go through ebbs and flows being friends. But I just think Reza is a shady guy. Like, I think he's constantly trying to, like, pin people against one another. Every year he has a new best friend.
But he always comes back to MJ. In fact, he's already backtracking. He's already apologizing.
Well, supposedly he ended up posting on Instagram a series of texts from Tommy, one of which that included a line saying that MJ had to have a hysterectomy, which means her uterus was taken out of her body after she had the baby. And obviously that's a very sensitive thing for any woman to go through, let alone to have your friend put that on blast to the media.
Yeah.
Is really inappropriate. So he ended up then reaching out with an apology saying, I want to apologize and clarify something, then sign off. In my haste to get the timeline of events out, I included a text with sensitive information that was sent to me by Tommy using MJ's phone. For that, I'm truly sorry. So I'm glad that he actually addressed the fact that he did cross the line with going out of his way.
I mean, when enough Twitter trolls are on your back and you shake them off, you tend to come around.
Yeah, no, it definitely seemed like Reza realized he fucked up. But this restraining order is really crazy. And I mean, it should be interesting to see. She did mention she doesn't want to come back for season 8. Gigi actually went on Instagram this week and said she was filming season 8 right now. So TBD on what Shots of Sunset's going to look like.
I mean, it's going to be a whole fiasco. For all we know, she could come back mid-season a la Stassi, season 4 of Vanderpump.
But see, Stassi never came back to being the queen bee again. I feel like MJ would come right back to the show.
This past season.
I think she slowly but surely is, because Stassi's, like, growing up and, like, a New York Times bestselling author now. Like, she has actual things going on.
The way I see it is, you know how, like, people were saying Katie Maloney was, like, the new head bitch? To me, she's like Jabba the Hutt holding Princess Leia, who is Stassi, captive, you know, throughout her wedding season. God. And now Stassi, Prince Bo has saved Princess Leia Stassi from Jabba the Hutt Katie. And now they'll never be guest on this podcast because it's just called Katie Jabba the Hutt.
Well, don't worry. I don't want Katie coming on this podcast anyways.
Love you, Stassi, though.
Well, moving on to a baby news segment. There's a lot going on in the pregnancy world of our Bravo celebrities. So Ashley Werkus, who was on seasons 1 and half of season 2 of Summer House, finally had her baby this past Sunday, May 26th. The baby's name is Dean Hudson McAtee.
Can you imagine that gender reveal? Can you? I can see it now. You just throw a watermelon right off, and whatever color just comes out. I know it's pink, so you know, but still, they could put something in there if it was anything else.
Oh, that's funny.
Obviously, like, you know, throw some blueberries in there and a watermelon somehow. Just smash it and boom!
I definitely can't imagine how hectic being in that delivery room must have been. Because it was like Brad, the sister Lauren was there, the mom was in there. I'm like, all that Werkus circus energy.
And none of the Bravo cameras were there.
No, yeah, probably to their chagrin. I bet they would have probably liked that. It's interesting that they're not back this season. However, I don't miss them one single bit.
I think I'd like to see her back for a cameo next season.
I think I would like to see Lauren. I think Ashley at this point, like, yeah, you have a kid, so, like, definitely don't get back on the show, which is just...
Maybe on a FaceTime.
Yeah. So, also, Ashley Darby, yet another Ashley from the Real Housewives of Potomac, had her gender reveal this week, which, if you guys can see the ridiculous videos posted on Instagram, again, I'll post that onto the Bravo Happy Hour Instagram, but their gender reveal has been taken to an additional level. Her 70-something-year-old old man husband skydived, and then, like, the parachute or some fucking explosion of blue stuff went in the air, signaling that they're having a boy. Like, I feel like, why? Like, just...
Are they shooting?
Yeah, not
like,
even.
At least let that be, like, the excuse.
There was no reason for how aggressively was. Like, girl, and, you know, obviously, we're in the midst of Potomac right now, where this episode that we're recording on a Sunday night, the episode tonight that's going to come out is when he sexually assaults the camera guy and touches the camera guy's ass. So the fact that, like, like they're truly, like, going to be in, like, the worst spiral in terms of, like, viewers seeing what actually went down. And then they're like, when? Look at us. We're still going strong.
We're still going on strong. It's like, oh, God. Come to Oz.
Yeah. We also have Joanna Krupa from The Real Housewives of Miami. She was so pretty. She's the one who was fighting with Brandy all this time after Brandy made a very crass comment about her vagine.
I always thought she was going to end up in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I actually did too, but she's living in Miami. She's pregnant with her new husband. She's no longer with that sexy guy from the show.
Yeah, because she briefly moved to Beverly Hills, and then I guess now I'm back to Miami.
Miami. I don't blame her. And then I don't remember.
Well, congratulations to her. She's beautiful. She's going to make a gorgeous mother. And I'm just so happy to see that. And she has a sister, Marta, to help her.
Oh, yeah. I always felt weirdly bad for that situation. I feel like the sister was always like, I'm not a model. You know, like, I can't imagine, like, being the non-model sister. And then...
Ask my siblings. No.
Well, moving on to Real Housewives of Atlanta news, Portia Williams from The Real Housewives of Miami obviously got engaged back in October to Dennis McKinley. If you guys watched this most recent season, 11 of Atlanta, you saw their love blossom and then her getting knocked up. She actually, along with her mom and her younger sister Lauren, they have all unfollowed Dennis on all forms of social media. What do you think this means?
It means... that we are in the middle of having an incredible season 12.
Yeah.
Also, oh God, it looks like Candy spoke the truth.
All signs point to this guy being a fuckboy.
Cheating on her.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder what he did. The baby's just 2 months old, so they should be in, like, new parent bliss, I think.
Well, I was rooting for Dennis. We were all rooting for Dennis.
Yeah. No, I was... I actually did enjoy seeing him a little bit, like, when I watched the few-part spinoff show that she did with him. I didn't hate him.
Yeah, he seemed mellow and chill, which was a nice contrast, but also a compliment to, you know, Portia's erratic, over-the-top, but yet very bubbly personality.
Well, it was interesting, like, watching when Portia initially came on the show and she was married to Cordell. Like, she was so quiet. She was so demure and, like, really trying to be this, like, perfect wife. Like, be this idea of, like, who Cordell wanted.
So I understand. I mean,
I get that. But now you see, like, her being, like, her true self. So I wonder if he fucked her over and she's like, actually, I don't need you around. Like, I do have my mom. I do have my sister. I do have my friends.
She has PLR.
Yeah, she's got the baby, like, at the end of the day, and that is what she wanted. So, hopefully there's not too much trouble in paradise there. But, on the bright side, back on episode 40, we talked about how she owes $240,000 in back taxes to the IRS. She no longer owes this money, and she actually paid it in full. Wowee! Look at that!
Well, there you go. As you recall, I said Dennis was the one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And who probably opened the mail finally for Portia.
Yeah.
And now what is she going to do, guys? What is she going to do?
But luckily, season 12 Atlanta salaries have actually been exposed. So she's actually getting a raise alongside all her co-stars. So currently she's making $1.3 million a season. Now she's going to be bumped up to $1.8 million a season, having the same fee as Cynthia Bailey, which if you guys listen to the show, I love Cynthia's look. I think she's a good mom. But, like, why is she getting $1.8 million?
The voice of reason.
Ugh, yeah, I guess.
She, the anchor, I guess. Really have to say it. She brings the looks. I don't know why y'all gagging. She brings it to you every episode. But with Portia definitely deserves this.
I mean, after this past season, she absolutely does. She really put her whole world on
display. I think she should be in the twos. Along with Candy and Nene. Honestly, I think Nene is getting a bit overpaid.
So at this point, Nene is the highest paid housewife of all the franchises. She was making $2.75 million last season. Now she got a $100,000 raise, making $2.85 million. So I think they always bump up salaries when, obviously, generally year by year. However, with Teresa Giudice, they gave her a big bump to go through the deportation stuff on screen. So I'm wondering if Nene and Greg's like post-cancer relationship stuff is really going to be delved deep into, because, you know, in the press and all over social media, it doesn't always seem like the two of them are in the best place currently.
I think it's that. I think it goes beyond just the cancer, but also the possibility of a second divorce between them.
Mm-hmm.
She signed on with this contract for another 3 seasons. Not many housewives get those, as we were saying, of which, I mean, Denise Richards is the only Beverly Hills housewife who has a multi-year contract. It's that rare.
Oh, I didn't realize she had one. Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, she probably has, like, an actual true agent and manager who, like, manages her career. They're like, yeah, no, we're not doing a one-season wonder. And she's, like, making $1 million a season.
Speaking of which, Candy herself also got that $100,000 raise. She's now making $2.3 million. And then something that really surprised me is a certain friend of is making more than Eva, an actual housewife.
I know. So Marlo Hampton, if you guys don't know Marlo, she's like technically like Nene's friend, I think. She's pulling in $300K a season, while Eva is at a lowly $275. Granted, Marlo does bring so much more tea and bullshit and fuckery to the show than Candy or probably any of the others at this point. So she deserves every buck she makes.
I know, exactly. I mean, I just want Marla to throw that in her face. That's the only way she's ever going to win, because after that Tokyo takedown.
Tokyo takedown.
And mad respect to Tanya for getting invited back. I mean, as a friend of.
Still,
but
better than nothing.
$150,000 is better than a day rate. Like, you're some sort of.
So, yeah, speaking of day rates, Shamari DeVoe was not asked to be a full-time housewife for season 12 and will now just be paid on a day rate. What do you think the day rate is? I'm thinking $2,000 a day.
As an out-of-work actor who has taken many background gigs, I'm going to say $166 for 10 hours.
Yeah.
after taxes, she's going to make about $128. Yeah. You know?
Don't worry. I actually don't think she pays her taxes either.
Oh, well,
I think she's truly one of, yet another one who.
Well, hopefully she saved that $250K she made last season.
Yeah. Supposedly, Tion Watkins and Rosanda Thomas from TLC, so it's T-Boz and Chili, were almost cast on Atlanta's upcoming season, but they basically said, like, we don't want to fuck with these ladies and their fuckery.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the whole reason why we even got Shamari is because these two must have been declining over the past few years. They wanted that superstar and dynamic of another girl group member a la Candy.
Yeah.
And what better way from, you know, no scrubs, TLC. And it's like,
Oh,
we can't get anyone from TLC.
Hey, Shamari.
Hey.
Black.
From Black, you know, and I'm like, okay. I mean, you guys already convinced us that we knew about Escape.
Yeah.
Nobody knew about Black. I mean, we all knew about TLC.
Hey, it could have been interesting, but I think they have if they start doing it like that, it's like, all right, we need kind of a diversified group of women. Like, that is what makes this fun.
Yeah. Well, that's what any Bravo show needs, is a very diverse cast, mm-hmm. a cast of dynamic personalities that are going to mesh well.
Yeah.
And, okay, I'm not going to lie, I couldn't help but sneak a peek at a mailbag.
Ooh. So this week's mailbag is really fun. Caitlin R. from Portland, Oregon asked us to cast a Bravo version of Big Brother. So we're going to break it into two teams.
Okay. Ready? You go first.
Okay. So my dream team O'Donnell, would be Phaedra Parks from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules.
You said Stassi.
Ryan Serhant from Million Dollar Listing New York.
My husband.
Pat Elchel from Southern Charm. Quad Webb from Married to Medicine. And Kelly Dodd from The Real Housewives of OC would be my dream team of people I would want to watch 24 hours.
I love all of that. Ryan Serhant is the sexiest man on Bravo to me. Stassi is a god. And Kelly's going to bring the fire. For Team Toledo, we have, from below deck, Chef Ben.
Ooh, he's so cute.
Because you know everyone's going to ask him to cook. And
oh, yeah, good call.
Yeah. And then we have New Jersey's classic Margaret Joseph.
Classic Marge.
Along with Mexican Dynasty's rising star, Adon. Summer House's lover boy, Kyra Cook. And Roni's MVP, they're all MVPs in our eyes, Sonia Morgan, and the Grand Dame herself, Real Housewives of Potomac's Karen Huger.
Wow. See, that, I feel like you getting Karen Huger, like, that would have been a big get for me.
Yeah.
Like, on the team. Like,
honestly, like, she will put everyone together. I think my greatest strength lies in Kyle Cook. I mean, he wrote that 17-page email. So he definitely has the focus. But if I had to think about who would win this whole thing.
I mean, I think we agreed before that Stassi would probably have to be the winner.
Yeah,
because in a Big Brother situation, they're doing, like, there are, like, mental things. Like, there's the mental aspect of it where you're, like, manipulating the people around you. And we saw her, like, manipulate all the girls on Vanderpump Rules, most of the men, Jax, yeah. Like, you know.
And on Big Brother, like, the guys who are a physical prowess tend to go home early. Sorry, Kyle. Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah.
And because, you know, they view them as threats. I think somebody who might get America's favorite house player would probably be Margaret Josephs or Sonia.
Yeah. I mean, I think Margaret Josephs, everyone kind of loves her, but Sonia would just be adding pure entertainment value.
Patricia might win or get runner-up.
I could see that, like, because she definitely, yeah, is not doing any physical challenges, but I feel like she would find a way to, like, talk herself out of them, and that's what makes her so amazing.
And I think to round up, like, the top four, I'm going to go with Chef Ben and somebody from your team. I think Kelly Dodd.
Oh, Kelly Dodd, but she's also physically fit, too.
Yeah.
So she's not only, like, a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs person to make her fun to watch, but I also feel like she could be, like, scrappy and, like, actually, like, physically win challenges.
Oh my god, I want this to happen so
I want it to happen
bad.
Too. Let's write a pilot mock-up and we'll send it to Andy Cohen. You'll sign to his DMs.
I'm gonna meet him at BravoCon.
Yeah, right. Well, moving on to our favorite moments that aired this week, I have to start with mine just because we were just talking about her being on your Team Toledo for Big Brother. Sonia Morgan on this week's episode of Real Housewives of New York was just insane. She's so on something, and
this was Scary Island in modern day. I will knock you out. Oh my god, everything that came out of her mouth is comedy gold.
I loved the editing done at the Countess rehearsal of Louis, of her just going on and on and on, and, like, stirring a cauldron at one point and just, like, laughing. And
she can whine her body.
Oh, Sonia's hot. Or do you mean Lou? Or both? They're both hot.
I mean, they can all whine their bodies, but I noticed Sonia just kept twirling, yeah. And twirling and twirling all about all throughout the episode. She was on a whole nother level.
Yeah, it sounds about right. She is a mess. But,
oh,
like,
yeah.
My mess. Like,
oh, absolutely. No,
the entire thing where she, you know, it's a cliffhanger at the end of the episode where she falls, like, off her chair and the ambulance comes. Yeah, she should have gone to sleep. That's her damn sure.
Bethany has magic. Whenever she can just make people go to sleep.
She's a witch.
Absolutely. I guess for my favorite Bravo moment this week would have to be from Summer House. As you know, the VPR crew came by.
So good.
Yes. I mean, Stassi was the only one that ever did anything that
Katie
whole episode.
Is useless.
I mean, Schwartz bled.
Out of his asshole. Don't. It's like, were you and Jordan hooking up before this?
Relatable.
No. Yeah.
but it comes from when Stassi just straight up shuts Kyle down as he's crying. Because it's not her being a bitch. It's her pretty much saying, hey, dude, you fucked up. Maybe you shouldn't be proposing to her after cheating on her. Yeah. It's not a good idea. And I was like, this is why they got invited.
Yeah, I think Kyle and Amanda were cute in the beginning when they were just dating, but these issues aren't going to really change in their relationship. Like, he keeps drinking to oblivion and cheating on her, and like, that won't ever stop. And the fact that she's like, Kyle, like, oh, like, I saw the text from the girl and I guess that's Bible. Like, no, they could have been texting.
That's Bible.
Yeah, like, what do you mean? Like, that is not at all solidifying the fact that he didn't cheat on you. And
exactly.
If he's done it to you once, he's gonna do it to you again. There's a really, really good chance of that.
I just don't want to see Amanda, like, crying anymore, wiping her tears with Loverboy cans. they always show that cat. I mean, it's better than the Phoenix app.
What's the Phoenix app?
Exactly.
Oh, was that one of Kyle's?
Yeah,
things?
Season one.
Is that his workout app, or did that ever get off the ground? I feel like he did a workout moment.
I guess it was sort of like a personal coaching. It was Teddy Mellencamp's accountability coaching a la app.
But for hot millennial dudes. Noted, noted. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This actually brings us to the end of this week's episode. So where can people find you and follow you on social media?
I have Instagram. You guys can follow me at IanLucaToledo. I will be back every once in a while. And I love you guys all. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you're loving the show, head to Apple Podcasts to leave a quick review and a 5-star rating. And while you're at it, head to Instagram and follow at Bravo Happy Hour to talk with fellow listeners on the episode's discussion posts. Also, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com with any super juicy gossip or just to say hi. Be sure to tune in every Monday and Thursday for more of your favorite Bravo-related news.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with Host Red sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book Host Red sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.